The Dewdrop Inn was a hot spot for many reasons. Much of its reputation can be attributed to the great talent that played in the club. Another reason was that Frank Painter staged full-out shows that harkened back to the old days of vaudeville. By the time the Dewdrop was open, vaudeville, once the main dramatic entertainment in the United States, was slowly dying due to the popularity of radio and motion pictures. The mass appeal of these new media supplanted the intimate contact between entertainer and audience at which vaudeville excelled. However, many of the acts from Moms Mabley and Pig Meat Markham to Bill Robinson were still on the TOBA or Theater Owners Booking Association circuit. This association of performing houses and nightclubs was notoriously difficult and grueling, which led to its nickname, Tough on Black Actors, and other more colorful acronyms such as the Chitlin' Circuit. Many of the vaudeville stars were still on the road during the Dewdrop's heyday, traveling from one town to another and putting on their acts. New Orleans guitarist and singer Deacon John explains what these shows were like.
This was like headquarters, you know, because Frank Painter was the only club in town where you could catch a floor show. You know, like an exotic dancer, a magician, a comedian. He had a house band. And they would bring in, you know, a featured artist just about every week. The house band would back him up, and he used to have an MC like Patsy Valdez or Spody Johnson, some of the more colorful characters that used to play around the Dewdrop.
Ladies and gentlemen, gives me a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to many.
Tex Stevens was a writer for the Louisiana Weekly newspaper and a frequent MC for the Dewdrop
City. So you just down it and ground it, get from around it, keep your poise, don't make too much noise, twirl with the girls and hang with the boys. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here you are, from the top of the map, down, ground it, get from around it. From the Dewdrop, ladies and gentlemen, the world entertainment capital of the South, here it is, the sound that gives.
New Orleans pianist and session musician Mac Rabinac, better known now as Dr. John.
Oh, yeah, you walked in there. Look, you knew who was the pimps and who was the players and the dealers, and you knew who was the straight-up church women. And people dressed like Wanny Sunday Besses and all of that. It wasn't like no rummy junk. And Frank, he had that old school thing about it. It was that kind of like the traditional thing of what show business had been in prior eras, like from vaudeville and burlesque and all of it. He kept something of all of that in that joint.
Saxophonist Charles Neville backed up some of the featured acts.
There were some girls who came out in like gowns and did a regulation strip to Night Train was the stripper's tune. Then there were the ones who came out in some kind of exotic costume, like a grass skirt and some kind of, you know, like really jungly looking. I remember there was one shake dancer who was called Tangula, and she had an African motif to her act. And Little B was this little small, really nice looking little chick who did a cool little strip. And there was Maddie Campbell who danced with a snake. And there was somebody, I think it might have been Maddie Campbell too, or somebody else who did a fire dance, they ate the fire. This cat, Iron Jaw, I'm pretty sure Iron Jaw did come through there. He was a tap dancer who danced barefoot. And what he did was take beer bottle caps and put them on the floor and stomp his foot onto them so that they were sticking to the bottom of his feet, and that was his taps. But then, aside from being a tap dancer, he would eat glass and metal. You know, those old, big, fat, green, thick glass Coca-Cola bottles, he would take one of those and eat it like a chicken leg. Take those little Gillette blue blades and red blades and put them on his tongue and fold it in half with his tongue and break it and then break it into four pieces and swallow it. And then he did a sword swallowing thing too. But he did this dance where he had a girl who was his assistant. He'd dance, and she'd sit in a chair, And he'd pick up the back of the chair and his teeth and hold his arms out and dance, tap, dance around with her sitting in the chair. Then he'd pick up a table and put the corner of the table in his mouth and pick it up, and he'd dance around holding the table in his teeth. Then he'd put the chair with the girl in it on top of the table and put that in his teeth and hold it up off the ground and dance with his arms out while he was with the girl sitting in the chair on top of the table in his mouth.
And Mr. Wiggles.
Frank Mitchell was a trumpet player who ran the house band at the Dewdrop for several years.
Was an African. From Africa. She didn't look like, but she looked like any ordinary black American. But she could shake dance on her head. I wish she could have seen that, man. It was something. They had to be backed up by the house band. Of course, the Dewdrop, it was an easy job. You understand me? Because the majority of them come in there, man, you could play. Just jam behind them, you know what I mean?
Guitarist Irvin Bannister played with the Shabaka Shoeys as well as the house band.
You had to play the hits. Rhythm and blues, what was on the box? They called you had to keep up with the jukebox. Whatever was selling in the joints in the barroom where you was playing at, you could hear the latest numbers because they would put them on the box.
Saxophonist and teacher Kid Jordan.
And the house bands basically was playing the blues or entertaining music, but it was good music. They could play jazz, Flying Home, and different kinds of tunes. I Got Rhythm and stuff. They could play the blues all night long, but cats would be blowing and doing what they want to do.
I'm going up on the mountain to face the rising sun. If I find anything good, I'm going to bring my goodness. Of course, I'm a hip-shaking mama.
Ladies and gentlemen, and this is Pat Valdez from New Orleans, Louisiana, from the Royal Fam Dewdrop Inn, 2836 South Street in New Orleans. Ah, darling, you're just marvelous down here.
The Dewdrop Inn was home to many fascinating people. Perhaps the most spirited was Patsy Fidelia, who was also known over the years as Patsy Valdez and Patsy Valdelier. Born Irving Ale, Patsy spent many years as the singing and dancing female impersonator, mistress of ceremony of the Dewdrop Inn. Many people felt that Patsy was the best entertainer in all of New Orleans.
Patsy was the toast of New Orleans, honey.
Although he passed away in 1982, the memory of the performances and personalities still resonate in the hearts and minds of those who knew and saw Patsy perform. Session drummer and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Earl Palmer recalls Patsy.
Patsy Vidalia would open the show, you know, come out. Not performing, open the show, would come out and tell you who's performing or introducing the various acts, the singer or dancer or the band or whatever. But Patsy was the MC. I think the reason for that was where you found a lot of gay entertainers being master ceremonies in those kind of shows is because they were more outgoing. And a little bit of humor is there the minute they walk out on the stage, so right away the audience is in a good mood.
Deacon John.
Patsy would come out with an evening gown with a big cigarette holder about a foot long and say, "Good evening, darlings. Welcome to the Dewdrop. Spring party and stick with your party. The show is coming your way." Then Patsy would open up and sing a number, "All of Me."
All of me. Why not take all of me?
That was the classic introduction she would come on stage. "Why not take all of big sexy me?" He said, "Can't you see I'm no good without you?" She do that vaudeville type stuff, you know. Say, "You took the best, so come on and get the rest." At the bottom of the fall out, she lifts up the can slips and say, "Come on and get the rest."
Goodbye. Patsy was, used to call him the queen mother of the Dewdrop. A raging gay. But a real, really big heart, nice hearted dude. He worked with my mother and him sometime down at the theater.
It was great to see him dance because he had all of the mannerisms of a girl dance and the biggest, flattest voice for somebody gig. So it's amazing. He was quite a character. He was really a great dude. Like everybody else, he made us all laugh and he was gay, but now I'm growing up and come to understand he was really a big-hearted, nice guy, you know. What his own persuasions were, it's his business. All the musicians really loved Patsy. They liked him, you know, and they respected what he was.